glad that we as Catholics do not take this gospel literal, in the literal sense, because if not, there will be a lot of Catholics walking around with their limbs, without their limbs, dismembered. So thank God we have the magisterium, the teacher, Holy Mother Church, to help us discern and to really meditate on what the message behind these beautiful lines are. If you are not against me, you are in favor. What was happening with John and the disciples, it was not that they were mad because the good that other people were doing in the name of Jesus. They were just envious because they wanted to be the only ones. The disciples, the apostles, the followers of Christ, when they find these people doing driving out demons, which is a good thing, again, they were envious because they wanted to be the only ones. So today we're talking about envy, which is a capital sin. It is a sin. Oftentimes we get confused because we're like, what is a healthy envy? Well, there's no such thing. The terms can be contradicting because it's like saying it's a healthy illness. Well, there's no such thing, is it? So envy is a sin, and there's no such thing as a healthy envy. It's like saying it's just a white lie. Well, in sin, there's no color. What happens is that the soul draws away from God, because when we sin, we're choosing to miss the mark, not to be with God. So again, there's no such thing either as a white lie, only the truth found in Christ, in God. So envy is a sin. It comes from the Latin word means invivere, which means to look upon, to eye maliciously. It breeds hatred, gossip, detraction, resentment against one's neighbor. Envy is not only a capital sin, and we have seven of those, but also we find it in one of the Ten Commandments, which is, okay, let's try this again. Which one? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Well, she's not a good, she's a person. How about 10? You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. Envy is found there. Therefore, envy as a sin, it is dangerous and poisonous to ourselves. Let me give you the definition of envy so we can understand it a little bit better. If you go on Google or whatever other search source you use, it will say envy is defined as the feeling of discontent or as a resentment, discontent or resentment. Sometimes we get confused with envy and jealousy, because God is a jealous God. When the people, his people had other gods, other things before him, he said, I am a jealous God. The definition of envy, you want what others have. We want to have what other people have. Jealousy, you are worried someone is trying to take what you have. Envy, I want what other people has. And jealousy, I am worried that they're going to take what I have. They're going to acquire what I have. Let me give you an example. Envy. If you want your neighbor's new convertible, you want what others have. We want that new convertible. Jealousy. If she takes your husband for a ride in her new convertible, that is jealousy. We're worried, we're afraid that that's going to be taken away, either the car or the husband. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. Why? It is ungrateful to look upon the goods of others and not to look upon the goods that God has given us. That is why it's a sin. It takes us away from looking upon the good things that God has done through us. Therefore, we're too worried about what other people has, and we can do that God is asking us to do. Saint Faustina said, If the angels were to envy, were capable of envy, if the angels were capable of envy, they would envy us for two things. One, for receiving Holy Communion, and the other, for suffering. Someone once said that to be envious means to really not think about the goodness of God. Also defined as incredulity, not to believe in what God has done for all of us. Therefore, it makes it a sin. And there are different examples throughout salvation history, beginning with Lucifer, which was the angel of light. He wanted to be not like God, but he was jealous, he was envious, he wanted to be God. And because he was envious, he decided not to serve. Then we have Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel because God favored Abel's offering over Cain's. Joseph is sold to slavery by his brothers. The high priest delivered Jesus Christ to be killed because they were jealous of the wonderful things that he was doing. What about the beautiful parable of the prodigal son? The older brother stays home working hard, and then the older one goes away, spends all the inheritance, and then comes back, and he gets a big party. Envious. Jealous of the things that God is doing in other people. The parable of the workers in the vineyard. All were paid the same standard daily wage. The parable of the evil tenants. The tenants killed the servants and the son to keep the harvest. And there are many other examples, but finally, Daniel is thrown into the den of lions because he refused to worship other gods. He refused to worship the king. He only wanted to worship the true God. How do we become the sin of envy, which has roots in all of us? In Proverbs 14:30, it says that envy is like cancer in the bones. It will kill us. It is poisonous because we're not able to see the goodness of God in us and in our neighbor. Again, the roots of envy are in all of us. How can we get rid of it? Well, today, we ask Almighty God, especially the Holy Spirit, to help us, to give us the fruits of the Holy Spirit so that we may be able to see what God has done for all of us. To overcome envy, we have to ask for the virtue of gratitude, to be grateful for everything that we have, for the things that God has given us. And secondly, and most importantly, to ask for the virtue of charity. In giving of ourselves, we will be able to see what God has done in us. We will be able to see what God will do through us. As we approach this holy banquet, we also ask our Blessed Mother to help us to be loving, not to be envious, because the Son of God has given to all of us so that we may share of the many blessings that he has given all. May God bless us to be grateful. May God help us to be able to serve our brothers and sisters. May we be given the grace not to look upon the mistakes, the errors that our neighbor has done, but that we may be able to look upon the beautiful things that the Lord has done through them, so that in this way, we may glorify him. May God bless us all. Please stand.